It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman. We go back today in our delve into the archives of this podcast to May 2015, when there were a mere 18 months to go before the next US presidential election. I won't tell you what happened in that one in case you're still catching up with the news. So, of course, the Democratic machine was already cranking up. Here I am with John Oliver in issue 293, entitled Slow Cook Democracy, one of the last bugles John did before he began his now 8-and-a-bit-year hiatus from the show. I can't remember what it was he left to do. I think he's running a hot dog stand in New York.
Top story this week, US election news. Andy, the last time we spoke, the UK was just coming to the end of its truly grueling 5-week electoral campaign. And like a marathon runner, you were all left buckled over and vomiting at the finish line. America, of course, prefers the slow-cooking approach to democracy, and we here are currently in the midst of candidates merely deciding if they're going to run for office or not, which is essentially a case of working out how much money they think they can raise, writing that number down on a piece of paper, asking an expert, is that enough? And the expert then probably telling them how many zeros they need to add to the end of the number, and then leaving the candidate with a decision to make. Isn't democracy beautiful, Andy? American politicians have to plan their campaigns very much like people plan weddings. There's a lot of balloons, a lot of people you really don't want around, and at the end of the day, it's hard to justify the money you've just spent. This week has seen a few more names announced that they'll be attending the 2016 electoral jamboree, so we thought we'd give you a little update of America's choices so far, and I warn you, the choices are not great. This is like when you sit down at a restaurant, look over the menu, and find yourself thinking, there is really nothing I want to eat here. I would leave, but I've already eaten a breadstick, and the waiter is telling me that I have to order something now.
Well, as you say, the candidates are jockeying for position, some on as yet imaginary horses. The whole thing, John, they reckon it's going to cost $5 billion. I mean, that seems like a lot, but that's only £16 a head for you Americans for a whole year and a half's worth of manipulative grandstanding and shameless self-promotion. That has to be good value.
Well, if it was only a year and a half, that would be fine, Andy, but it's definitely not just only a year and a half. It's longer than that. Or it just feels that way, but it's also longer than that.
So we've had Rick Santorum launched himself, and barely a day passes without some Republican or other throwing his or her needlessly expensive hat into the already overcrowded and argumentative ring. Santorum has saddled himself up and is riding himself to the start line. I mean, what are the odds looking like for him, John? Because he ran last time, didn't he?
And, he did. I mean, he's a conservative with a capital K and a Christian with very nearly three capital Ks. He came second to Mitt Romney in 2012, but he is likely to come 15th to whoever wins the primary this time around. His early move in his speech was not only to say that if he's president, America will defeat ISIS, with the implication really being that if he's not president, ISIS will conquer this country immediately. But he's also launched his campaign song, which is called Take Back America. And the song, Andy, like Santorum himself, is absolutely appalling. I'll give you a little taste of it now.
Isn't it time? Take back America.
I mean, that's...
Isn't it time?
Isn't it what?
Unleash the pride.
Just reiterating that point, that it is time for that. This is the way. Changing the tide. Isn't it time? And then it's a fade out with a guy shaking a tambourine.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, that's... I mean,
it's 45 seconds long, but they pack a lot into that 45 seconds, Andy.
Well, that does raise a few questions, John. I mean, what do they mean by Take Back America? Is it like some kind of disappointing shirt that no longer functions that has to be returned? Whence it came.
That's right, to get a refund for America from the Founding Fathers. I don't know. That's the problem with a 45-second song. He's left a lot of room for interpretation, and that's dangerous in politics.
Unleashing the pride as well. I mean, that sounds like a bit of an about turn from his previously anti-gay marriage positioning from 2012. Because, I mean, he kind of positioned himself as the champion of voters who opposed abortion and gay marriage, a kind of liberating hero to people who get unnaturally and inexplicably worked up about things other people are doing in their own lives that have absolutely no impact on them. A kind of 21st century inverse Gandhi.
He will be running against a retired neurosurgeon, Ben Carson, who's a fully qualified doctor, and even fuller qualified idiot, who, among other things,
great
has said that people in prison turn gay. So that's a doctor. A doctor said that.
Right. And he said some true... I was reading about him this morning. He said some truly, truly extraordinary things, Carson. He claimed that allowing gay marriage would lead to the acceptance of bestiality and paedophilia.
That's a doctor. Saying that.
To which the obvious response is, no, it won't, Dr. Carson. There's absolutely no way that could possibly happen.
Are you a doctor, Andy? Are you a doctor, though?
I'm not a doctor. And he said this. The point was that if you change the definition of marriage for one group, you'll have to change it for the next group and the next group. To which, again, the obvious response is, no. You might be a qualified neurosurgeon, but you are completely and deliberately misunderstanding what this is about. And you seem to misunderstand that marriage is consensual between two human adults who can give consent to each other, whereas, for example, a horse cannot give consent to marrying a human. It can give consent to being given a sugar lump. It cannot give consent to marrying a pervert with a fetish for horses. Nor, more importantly, a horse is likely to mobilise themselves to press for the legalisation of bestial marriage through political campaigns. Nor, even if they did, are people likely to think, yes, that seems fine, unless horses start evoluting a lot quicker than they have been and start developing the concept of romantic love and getting your friends to buy you some crockery. This is truly extraordinary. He also previously compared Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, to slavery.
Mm-hmm. A doctor.
I'm always getting them mixed up as well, John, because I don't live in America. Can you just remind me? I know one involves helping people get access to medical care so they don't unnecessarily die, and the other involves the dehumanising, subjugation and brutal exploitation and commoditisation of a race of people over hundreds of years in one of the greatest scars on the intensively scarred moral flesh of civilisation. But I just cannot remember.
I don't know. I know is that Lincoln was against both of them, Andy. That's all
right,
I know.
Oh, right. Okay. Well,
that's all I know. But yeah, he does. For a neurosurgeon, he does often sound like he practiced a lot of neurosurgery on his own brain recently.
Whilst using peanut butter as an anaesthetic.
They'll also be going up against Texas Senator Ted Cruz. And Andy, if you think there's nothing worse than Santorum's Take Back America song, then you haven't heard Ted Cruz's supporters' rap song. Featuring lyrics such as, when power is concentrated centrally and federally, it creates dependency that's medically like leprosy. Again, it's not like that. It's not like that at all. It's called Set It On Fire. And if you're wondering if I have a little bit of it for you, Andy, then you shouldn't. Here it is. Start slow. That's because, like all hip-hop, you want a slow build. Is it? Oh. Oh, we're back, throw back to the 80s.
It's like we're back in the late 70s. Labor force is dead. Emboldened enemies. Can you hear the voice of Reagan saying the Fed is not the remedy?
This is cool.
The banners in the air. Conservative ascendancy. America.
You always want to hear, Andy, in a rap song, Reagan mentioned in the first 8 bars. Centrally and federally. There you go. Medically like leprosy. There you go. You can't argue with something if it rhymes, Andy.
No, that's what.
Fight the power.
Yeah. I always thought Karl Marx made a mistake not writing the Communist Manifesto in a series of limericks.
Another interesting thing about Ted Cruz regarding Obamacare, Andy, is that he once spoke out against Obamacare for 21 straight hours in the Senate. 21 hours, Andy. Other people may have made better points. No one made longer points, Andy. And that is very much going to be the backbone of his campaign.
Did he speak for 21 hours in the form of a rap or not?
I think so. And I'm guessing it sounded medically like leprosy.
MC Filibuster is quite a good name, actually.
It's not bad. It's not terrible. That is true.
Jeb Bush, he's not officially announced he's going to stand, but he is definitely going to stand, isn't he? And you might think that his name is slightly tarnished by being the same name as one of the most nationally and globally divisive presidents ever, and also his DNA being basically the same, and his Christmas card list. And if Bush wins, John, I think we can prepare for the distinctive sound of the entire world just deciding to hibernate for 4 years under the nearest available sofa.
Thank you for listening, Buglers. Do tell all of your friends about this show, if you enjoy it, of course, and or leave a review or nice comment somewhere, on the internet preferably. Do not just daub it on a bus stop.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.